Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Ace from Trep Life with Ace Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. So today's episode, Happy New Year to you. Today's episode is all about the new year. How are you going to get started in your new year? What's the best way to go out and really lay out your game plan for what you're going to accomplish in your new year? And also some things that you should be reflecting on. So let's get into this episode. Maybe you might want to take some notes. Maybe not. Short episode. Let's get to it. Yeah, welcome again to another episode, Trep Life with Ace. This is your boy, Trep Life Ace. Welcome again. It's a new year, y'all. January 1st, 2020, coming at you live and direct. Oh, man, it's been a hell of a year last year, 2019. Was able to accomplish a lot in life, a lot in business, a lot in relationships. But, man, am I looking forward to what's to come in 2020, and I'm sure most of you who are listening are feeling the exact same way. So thanks again for being here. Welcome. Hopefully all of you guys brought in the new year the way you wanted to, and hopefully you've closed out the year the way you wanted to. So now that we're moving into 2020, it's the year of clear vision, 2020 vision. You've heard the cliches. Everybody's been looking forward to it, right? This is in the general consensus around the planet is that this is the year 2020. This is the common era, right? So now we're moving into a time that I think a lot of people are feeling symbolic of what's to come, you know, creating a vision of what's to come for the next decade. We're closing out a decade. We're closing out, you know, the second decade of the millennium, right? Crazy how time flies. I remember back when it was 1999. And how everybody was afraid of Y2K. Now here we are 20 years later in 2020. Man, it's been crazy. So here's what I got going on here's how I start out my new year, right? I start out my new year by reflecting on the past year, on the things that I'm grateful for, and the things that I've been able to accomplish. And this is a very pivotal time in my life, family-wise, business-wise, you know, age-wise, health-wise. It's a lot going on right now. And last year, I have a lot to be appreciative for, because last year I was faced with some challenges. I had some really tough decisions to make for my family, for my business, for my lifestyle. And many of you probably already know, you know, I'm been living in South Florida for the last 3 years and been loving it, right? Moving to Florida from Virginia. And in Virginia is where my family, I have a lot of my family here in Virginia. I have, you know, my immediate family, a lot of them here, right here in Virginia, and absolutely zero family in Florida. And as I've grown businesses down there and as I've done certain things in Florida, I realized, man, I'm so far away from home that I really can't just reach back and touch my family. I can't reach back on birthdays and have them come down for my children's birthdays and my birthday. And it's just a big gap in being able to really communicate with the people who I love the most in my life, which happens to be my family. So my wife and I, we had to make a really, really tough decision to leave our life behind in South Florida, the beautiful, beautiful life that we live down there in South Florida, and come back to Virginia for the sake of family, for the greater good of our family, for my children, for them to be around family members, for myself, for me to be around my family, for my wife to be around my family, for us to have zero family down in South Florida made it very difficult for us to really enjoy life as a group and individually, because, you know, again, you know, I don't leave my children with anyone. My children don't like to be left with anyone. You know, they want to be around people that they're comfortable with, and I prefer to leave my children with people that I'm comfortable with. And for my wife and I to take trips and you know, even something as simple as date night, where we just spent a couple of hours together, that became a challenge because, you know, with four children, oh man, it got crazy. So we had to make a tough decision. We made the decision to move back to Virginia. So that was a very pivotal time, right? You have to really consider, man, living this great life in South Florida, have a greater vision of things to come for my family, and that really shows a real true foundation here in Virginia. So how do I make that transition? And is it a transition that I'm willing to make and sacrifice my own personal wants for the greater good of the family? Oh, so that's what I did. So boom, right back here in Florida, y'all. DMV, Virginia Beach is where I'm at. If you out here, give me a shout out. If you're not, give me a shout out. But I started just telling y'all this story because it's really for me to say that, you know, now is the time to really get clear on what it is that you want for your life, right? If it's a 2020 vision year, get clear on what you want, not just for this year, but what you want for the next 5 years, 10 years, right? I'm appreciative for everything that I've gone through in my life up to this point, and which has helped me realize what I really need and what's really important to me. And I'm realizing more and more every day, family is what's most important. For me to be able to share my wealth and my legacy with my family is what's most important. For me to just be able to share time with my family is what's most important. So that it was a tough decision to make, but it's one that we felt was necessary. So maybe you had to make a tough decision last year to set you up for what's to come in this new year. And you made that sacrifice. And I just want you to know that, hey, man, if that's what you did, and you did it for a reason, stick to it. Be proud of the decision that you made. Be grateful for the opportunity that you've been given for you to be able to set yourself up for your long-term goals. So after we're appreciative of everything that we've had, and after we've done all the things that we would like to do in 2019, we got to transition now into laying the foundation now for 2020. Where do we start? We start by laying goals. Here's the 2020 goals. Now, your goals could be something as simple as, I just want to lose weight, which many people do. We call that a resolution, right? A New Year's resolution. But hey, man, let's just set out some goals. And here's how I do it. I set my goals out in a few different segments. And I'm gonna just lay the segments out, and we'll go in a little bit more detail about each segment a little bit later. So the segments that I break it down is first, my spiritual. Spiritual encompasses, how am I gonna take care of my spiritual self this year? Because my spiritual self really lays the foundation that I'm going to carry out of my physical world, business and everything else, right? So spiritual, that's the foundation. Next comes health. Health. I need to be in a good position so that I can enjoy the lifestyle that I'm creating for myself and my family. I need to be in a position that I can sustain the energy level necessary to create the lifestyle that I enjoy for myself and my family. So we deal with health. Right, then next comes relationships. Relationships could mean several things to several people. For me, what it means is my relationship with my family, my wife, my children, and my relationship with business people, partners in business, etc. Which then leads into my business plan, my business goals, which then, of course, will lead into my revenue goals. And then from there, we go into what my charitable goals are. So that's where we are. We have the spiritual, we have the health, we have the relationships, we have the business, we have the money, we have the charitable. Right? So let's go on into detail. So spiritual, I'm not going to give you guys everything unless my plan is, because we'll be here forever. But just remember that the year is long. This is not something that all has to be laid out in the first year, but this is a practice of mine that I've done over the last few years that really works well for me to really reflect back on what I've been able to accomplish and what I have to look forward to. So this is how I break it down. All right, so on my spiritual side, meditation is key. Setting time aside to meditate and really lay the foundation for my vision. So before I can accomplish anything in the spiritual or in the physical realm, I have to accomplish it in the spiritual realm or the metaphysical realm, which happens to be inside of meditations, right? That's where we live subconsciously without it being a dream. Just follow along, y'all. Follow along. Meditation allows for me to create the vision and actually see myself accomplishing my goals and living my life the way I deem it be lived. So I have to lay that foundation first inside the mind through meditation. So my goal, set my meditative times, set my meditative visions, set my meditative schedule so that I maintain the schedule and I get into the practice of focusing on my particular meditative visions. Boom. Health-wise, you might want to lose some weight, might want to reach a certain point physically in athleticism. So for me, is being able to run a circuit of 50 push-ups, 50 pull-ups, 50 dips, 50 squats, circuit. Being able to do that nonstop, that's my goal. I have a challenge doing that nonstop, all right? I don't know about you. You might be out there doing your thing. It ain't me, all right? So that's my physical challenge, because I know that if I can do those four things, then I am in pretty good physical shape, all right? That's a measure of how well in shape I am. Is if I can accomplish those four things in a straight circuit, nonstop, 50 push-ups, 50 pull-ups, 50 dips, 50 squats, boom. right? If I can do that, I know I'm in good shape. So that's one of my health goals. I have other health goals, but let's move along. So now we're talking about relationships, what I would like to do with my wife and my family. Most recently, I spent my 14th anniversary with my wife, and we did that together, away from the children, spent a night, 24 hours together, just us two alone. Reinvigorate our relationship, establish our goals for our relationship, for our family, some of the things we want to do. And some of those things include making sure that we definitely take time for ourselves to do things one-on-one, as well as we take time for the family and do things as a group. So family outings, family trips, family traveling, family vacations, establishing certain programs for my children. I have three daughters. Establishing certain extracurricular activities in their life that help them strengthen their view of themselves, their self-esteem, their ability to be critical thinkers, and all those different things. That's some of my and that's involved in some of my goals for my relationship, for my family, right? Then we move on to relationships with business and partnerships, making sure that I reestablish old partnerships with old business acquaintances that can result in helping me accomplish some of my business goals, right? How does that happen? Well, that happens through networking events, attending one networking event per month, reaching out to individuals once or twice per month to let them know that they're still a part of my circle, right? Making sure that those connections are, that we keep those glued together so that if there does come a time where something does have to happen partnership-wise, I'm not just calling out of the blue, right? So that's how we do some of those things. So then that brings us into doing our business relation, our business plan and goals. What are my revenue goals for this year? What sectors of business am I going to really focus on? Am I going to focus mainly on my entrepreneurial startups? Am I going to focus mainly on my real estate endeavors? Or am I going to focus mainly on my private equity endeavors? What's the focus? What's the time frame? First quarter of the year, here's what I want to accomplish revenue-wise. First and second quarters, here's what it needs to be revenue wise for accomplishment as far as business goes. Here's what I'll need to accomplish as far as the amount of units that I've accumulated, the amount of deals I've wholesaled, whatever the case is. That's where we lay out some of those business goals, right? Which happen to maybe be separate from your money goals, which is next. Your money goals are your personal money goals. How much money do you want to have in your emergency fund? How much money do you want to have in your play fund? How much money do you want to have in your retirement fund? How much money do you want to accumulate towards your investment fund? Right? Those are personal money goals that you have that will help allow for you to put certain milestones on what you're being able to accomplish, and you can measure it, right? Keep you accountable, and it's measurable. So now you can go out there and really hit, boom, first quarter of the year, I need to hit 50,000, 100,000, whatever it is for you. You know, for me, my numbers are what they are. For you, they may be more, they may be less, right? First quarter of the year, 50,000. Second quarter of the year, we need to have 150,000. 100,000 of that is moving into more investments. 50,000 of that is helping to fund some of the charitable endeavors that we have. Business-wise, we're also going to share some of the revenue goals from the business so that we can put towards charitable stuff like that, right? So you see how it all comes together, because that's what's next is charity. How much, now if you've accumulated all these things for yourself, what are you going to go and do for others? So one of the things that I've set out to do charity-wise, outside of my courses, my Trep Life with Ace courses, outside of my iTrep marketing courses, outside of my iTrep Academy courses, outside from the courses and stuff that we offer, that's not charity, that's business, right? Charity, I would like to give scholarships away to some of those courses. I'd like to give scholarships away to actual people who might want to get involved in real estate. So I might give a scholarship away to somebody who wants to become a home inspector. They need the money for the fees. You know, so those type of things, scholarships for young people, scholarships for working age people, scholarships for people who, you know, want to do something, want to develop a skill set or something like that. And, you know, so we want to put certain money towards that. So we say, all right, we're going to give out $50,000 worth of scholarships in the year 2020. A portion of that is going to go towards real estate sector. A portion of that is going to go to an entrepreneur sector. Another portion of that is going to go towards the STEM sector, or the STEAM sector, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. All right. And so those are the areas that I see as being very crucial areas for our people to get involved in. So I figure I'm going to go ahead and put some investment towards those areas in the form of scholarships. Can be small micro scholarships, $300, $400, could be, you know, a few thousand dollars, right? So we'll take those on a case by case basis, and we'll go out there and make those. So that's how I lay out my goals for the year. So I want you to consider those areas, right? Take a consideration of those little areas. See what it is that you would like to accomplish in those areas throughout the year. Set some time frames on it: first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. That's kind of how I like to play it, every 90 days, because you can really go hard for 90 days and turn around and really reflect back on how much you've done. So 90-day periods, if you want, 45, 60-day periods if you like. I run in 90-day cycles, right? Four times a year, come back and reestablish where we are, restart. So, go out there in 2020, really hammer down on your vision, really be clear on what it is that you would like to accomplish. But it starts by you being grateful for where you've come, grateful for all that you've been through that brings you to this point, all the successes, all the failures, all the setbacks, all the comebacks. All of those things matter. Reflect on those. Be accountable for where you've made mistakes. Appreciate the fact that you have the opportunity to learn from those mistakes, and also appreciate the fact that you can now take those learning times and really go out there and turn those around into success action, right? So that's what it's all about. Shout out to y'all. Thanks again for listening. This has been another episode of Trep Life with Ace. So we starting out fresh, y'all. This is episode number one, Trep Life with Ace 2020. Anything that y'all want to holler at me about, comments, suggestions, recommendations, you can hit me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever, at Trep Life Ace. At Trep Life Ace, that's me, TrepLifeAce. To all of my Trep stars out there, to all of us that are out here on a journey in the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence, Trep Life, baby. Peace.